my dragonflies. Welcome to the Tea and Lilies podcast, a show created to talk about life, relationships, mental health, skincare, and more. Most importantly, a place to ask questions and take a deep dive and look into our inner self, a full mind and body experience. Now let's get started. I'm your host, Marissa. Hello, my dragonflies. I know it's been some time since I've been here. I've been going through it. There have been some big life changes, but don't worry, I definitely will go into some of that in later episodes. But today, I would really like to talk about something that I've been working through. It's called urge surfing. Don't worry if you don't know about it, we're going to get into it. So let's ride this wave together and explore. I want to share some personal insights on navigating some of the life challenges, as you know, that I've been going through and healing from narcissistic abuse. If you're new here, welcome to the Tea and Lilies podcast. I'm your host, Marissa. A medical esthetician and life coach in California and Tennessee. And today I'm going to share a little bit about my journey of urge surfing and healing from narcissistic abuse. So narcissistic abuse, if you don't know, can leave deep scars. Shocker, amidst the storm. And it's a powerful tool of being able to use the urge surfing to help me not shy away from my emotions. Urge surfing is and has taught me to observe my urges without judgment, recognizing that they're temporary sensations that will pass. As my grandma used to say, this too shall pass. It's allowed me to break free from this cycle of seeking validation from my abuser, outside sources, and empowered me to reclaim my sense of self-worth and who I am as Marissa. Whenever I would receive triggering messages from my ex or encounter situations that would remind me of the abuse, it was a lot every single time, and I'm still working through it. Each text message seemed to reopen an old wound and ignite a whirlwind of emotions within me that sometimes I didn't even realize were there or that I needed to deal with. Instead of reacting impulsively, I began to practice what's called urge surfing. I would take a deep breath, acknowledge the urge to respond, but instead of acting on it immediately, I would allow myself to sit with the discomfort. As you know, we have done a previous episode on sitting with the discomfort, and that's hard to do. Someone says something inappropriate or out of pocket and you want to correct them. You want to change it, but that isn't going to make it better. And it never did for me. So allowing myself to say, okay, this is inappropriate and not okay, but I don't have to give that person the power. I don't have to try to correct them. I know me and that's enough. It definitely wasn't easy. It still isn't easy. The urge to defend myself, to seek closure, to lash out, it was very all-consuming at times and overwhelming. But through mindfulness, self-awareness, positive people around me, I learned to ride this wave of emotion without being swept away by it, which was life-changing for me and has been. In these moments, I found solace, really, in these grounding techniques. I would focus on the sensation of my feet, my breath, the ground, even the rhythm of my heartbeat, the sights and sounds around me. The simple practices helped anchor me in that present moment, which, if you know me and you're going to get to know me, I have a hard time in staying in the present moment and not getting in my head and overthinking, which this prevented me from being dragged back into that past trauma and that past emotion. By riding this wave of emotions, I regained control and prevented really further harm to my emotional self, and probably helped the people around me as well, which they probably appreciate. Consistent practice is key, and that's same with anything, especially learning a new behavior. I integrated urge surfing, and still am, into my daily routine. Again, through meditation, self-care, journaling, taking walks, seeking support from outside sources, even just being willing to say I'm having a hard time, I'm upset or I'm sad to my current partner and to my friends is something I'm not comfortable with or used to, even with family. So being able to allow myself to do that and be uncomfortable has been such a growth for me. And over time, it has built more resilience and self-awareness. Self-compassion has become a compass for me. I prioritized activities that are nurturing for my well-being, such as spending time in nature, which I love, being near the water and the trees, practicing yoga or Pilates, and engaging in different kind of creative pursuits, such as podcasting. Surrounding myself with supportive loved ones also provided validation and encouragement that I didn't realize would feel so wonderful. Reminding myself that healing is a journey and not a destination. I can't even tell you how many times I've heard that, and not until recently do I actually really start to understand what that means. I need to know that it's okay to not be okay, and that it's also okay for me to be patient with myself and celebrate the little progress, the little wins, because I'm moving forward, I'm making progress, and know that I'm not alone, even when I feel it. With courage and the practice of urge surfing, I feel like I have reclaimed a sense of power that I knew was there, but haven't been able to tap into, and really be able to thrive within myself. So let me know if this is something you're interested in. Have you guys ever practiced urge surfing or anything similar to it? Maybe you just didn't know the name of it. I'm so curious to see if this is something that you could use in your daily lives, or that's something you may want to hear more about. And if you do incorporate it or would like to, you can always send me a message or ask me some more questions about it. We can always dig deeper into it, but I definitely am curious to hear what you guys do to be able to kind of control your emotional urges when it comes to dealing with an ex and when it comes to dealing with trauma. Please let me know. Thank you again. Thank you, all of my dragonflies, for allowing me the space every time to be able to talk to you about my journey. It's definitely so wonderful and special. Thank you again. And until next time, remember to ride that wave of life, not just emotions, with courage and resilience. Take care, everyone, and be well. And I will be talking to you soon. Bye. And I'll see you soon. Before we end today, I want to thank you all for listening and participating in this podcast. Welcome to the Dragonfly family, everyone, and I will be with you again soon. But before you go, remember to follow this podcast, give it a like, and leave a comment. You can also chat with the rest of the community by following me on Instagram at @TLilliesPodcast. I will leave all the links in the show notes below. Have a great day, my dragonflies. I'll see you soon.